But you'll be happy. My vehicle this week is gas-powered.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Neat little vehicle. Screaming kind of orange thing. It was great. The 23 Dodge Hornet GT Plus. All-wheel drive. It's a compact SUV. Skid plates are optional. Okay. Four-door. Holds five bodies. Perky, says car and driver. Then this thing is built to scoot. It's got a four-cylinder, two-liter, I-4 turbo. This little thing goes 0 to 60 in 5.5, a 14-second quarter. Really great handling because a lot of the parts are Alfa Romeo. So it's got, like, you know, the Brembo brakes, tech package with intelligent speed assist, a track pack. But still, like I say, you can go down that ranch road. Four-wheel independent McPherson suspension. A lot of amenities. Nine-speed transmission. 20-inch wheels. Neat looking.
Other than being neat looking, what will it do in the outdoor world?
It'll get you pretty much where you want to go. It's not
really?
It's not going to climb Mount whatever, but, you know, it's just still
and
capable.
And it won't tow anything.
All-wheel drive. It'll tow something, but I don't know where the towing is. I looked it up, but I can't find it now.
Okay.
You put me on the spot. But with that that kind of power, it will tow
turbo,
a
tables
bit.
Turn.
Thank you so much. Anyway, that's how good looking it was. Okay, mileage. So City 21, Highway 29. It's a good entry into this compact SUV area. So it's really capable. Oh, yeah, Acapulco Gold was the exterior. Really, really cool looking. Anyway, loaded to the gills is 41. So check this out. This is their new entry, the Dodge Hornet GT.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Safety Director Kimberly Sorensen, she's on her way.